Morning, Angela. How are you going?
Very well, as always. Thank you, Sean.
How was your Easter?
It was wonderful. Went down to Port Fairy and had lovely weather down there. And it was just, nice to get away. Hey, if you're travelling, it's always good to get away.
Absolutely. Heaps to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about some group departures you got planned for this year and also next year. We'll start off with the Field of Lights, which I know was a huge success for you, and it's happening again in October.
Yeah, look, the demand was really high. We had 26 that went away, and it was just amazing. I mean, I just absolutely loved it as well, because I hadn't seen the Field of Lights and hadn't done the Sound of Silence dinner and some of the real highlight things that you can do. So we've had a major call to put another trip together. So I'm in the throes of getting that done. So we're just asking at the moment, let's talk about these trips that we've got upcoming that will be from Bendigo to Bendigo. And if you're interested, come and see me, put your name down, and as soon as I've got all the final plans and prices, then I can get that information to you.
And you can tell everyone about that because you've done it.
Absolutely, because one of the other things we're looking at is a Vietnam trip for next year.
Well, it's rather appropriate with Anzac Day on Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. And Vietnam is a fantastic destination. So if you're interested in doing just a small group journey with us for that, it'll be a bit of food, history, culture focus. That'd be great.
What about India?
India for later on next year as well. And that is doing basically all the Rajasthan highlights, also doing the Taj Mahal and also a cruise on the Ganges. So that'll be absolutely sensational. And we're sort of timing them to stay out of the really hot parts of the year as well.
Thailand,
yes. We've had some people be really keen to look at doing a Northern Thailand Hill Tribe area trip.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic part of the world. It's really, I've actually gone overland a couple of times from Bangkok up to Chiang Mai in that area. And it's really interesting. The old kingdoms, the old capital of actually Thailand is up in that area too. So I suppose when it was Siam, it's just fascinating, just unbelievable.
And what about Canada or Alaska?
Canada and Alaska, we've got a great trip coming up in August of next year as well, and that'll be absolutely stunning. So doing your Inside Passage cruises, the Rocky Mountaineer, spending some great time in Vancouver and really getting to see that area too, so it's gorgeous.
You've been to Canada?
I have absolutely loved it. It's beautiful.
And let's go across to the States. This sounds interesting. I might get involved in this. It's the Girls New York trip. What's planned for that? Do you have to be a female to qualify?
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I might make the cut then.
You may not make a cut. Well,
is it something to do with depends, Sex and the City, is it?
Or? Depends how you look at a dress. But
well,
it's
true.
Look, we're looking at sort of a bit of a food, shopping, sightseeing focus. Just a bit of a girls getaway in New York. Just, head over, take in all the sales, head to Macy's at Times Square, do some great food walking tours and maybe some cooking classes. We've got a few things on the boil there. So you're interested in that one, and I think that one will...
Sign me up.
We'll get flooded with that one. And do the Sex in the City TV hotspots and all of those sorts of things because, New York, there is just so much to see. So if you're keen on any of those, let us know.
You working this morning?
Absolutely, I am.
We'll go and see Angela. Bendigo Travel and Cruise, corner Mitchell and Hargrave Streets, open from 10. Thanks, Angela, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you.